Welcome to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. The podcast is brought to you in part by Heck Chevrolet and F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. So here on our podcast this week, and American Able is on vacation for this week, so Scott Workman's going to sit in, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that have been going on at Vandalia Lake. And Scott, I know there's been a ton of improvements really throughout the past several months that you guys have overseen. I know construction's still, you know, going through on some different things. I guess kind of bring us up to date on some of what's been going on out there.
Okay, Todd, thanks for having me. As some people know, some people don't know, we received a $600,000 grant, which is we pay zero. It is fully funded. One of the biggest changes we're having is our shower house was completely revamped. It was down longer than we thought and expected with the weather, permits, everything that comes with construction. The shower house is currently open, and it's not a public shower house as before. Things was getting tore up a lot, as with anywhere, you know, late night activity. But so now we have combination locks on the doors. They get changed every Monday. Campers who camp and get the code, it's good for the week, and then we change it up. So far, it's been excellent. All the comments on the shower house have been exceptionally well. Some other things going on is we built two new horseshoe pits. Of course, you need to bring your own horseshoes. We have a concrete cornhole out there. We put up several birdhouses, different things for habitat. Currently now we are on the, the last phase. We're putting in 10 fully equipped campsites and then one additional campsite, which would be fully ADA accessible drive-through.
So definitely a lot of stuff's been going on. And I know even beyond the grant, too, just a lot of improvements that you guys have overseen over really the past couple of years.
Right. The lake, it's always been a great asset. It's, you know, how things get to be over time. People neglect certain things, and we just come in. And right now we've concentrated on the shorelines. Where people can fish off the shorelines, trying to keep things mowed nicely. All the playground furniture or the playground equipment, we painted all of that. We have just recently got the Marina Beach building all painted and restored. Our work building up front has been completely painted. Little things in the future is, you know, eventually we'd like to maybe get some internet out there for people, which would help camping a lot. I've had a lot of interest in people hitting me up about walking paths, pickleball courts, which, as you know, takes money, takes time. Sure. Hopefully we can put some stuff on some wish lists for next year.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. And I know people bring you lots of things over time. But one, it takes time. Two, it takes money, like you said. And you got to kind of take it one step at a time a little bit.
Exactly. Like I said, I think, and you touched on it too, I think the campground has turned around tremendously. I'm always getting good comments. We're getting people back at the lake to camp that said they would never camp there again. Basically, they just like it, and it's kind of no nonsense. It's not out there to make a mess. If you make a mess out of it, we're going to go accordingly to actions.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, it's got to take the folks that are out there got to participate in keeping it looking nice too.
Exactly. Of course, and you always have negativity with it. For example, we was under construction. We had the only bathrooms we had was the one way up front by the marina, which is open 24 hours a day. The beach house on the beach has restrooms, but we have to keep it locked. We can't leave it open. Beach hours are actually 10 to 6. We tend to keep the open till about 7, 8 on the bathroom, but it's just with the vandalism and stuff like that, you just can't keep it open. And bugs going in and out of there, so... So, you know, basically it's for sure open 10 to 6. If you get a little bit extra, it's because I'm out there and I see the beach is busy and it'll keep it open a little longer.
And talking about that, my understanding is that for the most part, the beach has had a pretty busy summer.
The beach has had a real good summer. I hate to say it, you know, with the pool being shut down, but yeah. oh, a month or so ago, it'd be nothing to see 100 cars out there on the beach. And that's another thing. We groom it every day. We rake it every day, pick up all the trash. And it's, if you haven't seen it, you really need to come out and see it. You can't really talk about it. You just got to look at it and appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, and you kind of joke you're 24 hours a day, and you definitely were 24 hours a day a week ago dealing with some flooding out there. And I know you guys and some others work pretty hard to get that taken care of. And it was quite an undertaking, wasn't it?
Yes. Actually, I happened to not stay out there that night, and I'd started getting phone calls about 5:30 in the morning about boats being loose. And I look out my window and I don't see no puddles, stuff like that. I come to town, it still doesn't look bad, but then when I hit the lake, it was kind of like, oh yeah, they're not lying. Cody Stewart and Cameron Withers, I guess they was out there like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning retrieving boats, or we would have had a worse mess time we got there, because we got there, we had to retrieve a few boats. Of course, a lot of rafts, kayaks, dock containers, tubes. Of course, we didn't get a lot of it. It's at the bottom of the spillway.
Right.
Most everything, I believe, has been recovered. Like I said, I still think we have 2 or 3 things left. Just get a hold of me. I wasn't putting them out there because I wanted people to claim them instead of somebody else claiming somebody else's property.
Not something you expect in the middle of July.
Exactly. We talked about that earlier. You know, the amount we had that evening is like a whole month of July's rain in 6 hours.
You know, another thing I know that the Lake Committee's been doing is having the meetings at City Hall once a month. And I think that's helped, too, because it's allowed people to come in with any questions or concerns, too.
Right. That was one of my things when I first took over as lake manager. They had a meeting when we first opened, like in April, then we had a meeting in August or October. With one of the things I wanted, I didn't want to wait 4 months to hear what the problem was having 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. So now, like I said, we can't fix all the problems, but we have very good comments. People come up, they express their concerns. We try to act on some of them. Of course, like we talked about, not everything gets acted on because everything's got to go through a committee. But we're trying to make some improvements on the north side. The majority of your improvements you've seen this year has been on the campground side because of the grant, which some of the people don't understand. That money has to be spent where they tell me it has to be spent. I can't move the money from here and do something else.
Yeah, and that's the nature of grants. There may be things you'd like to work on, but it's got to be specific.
Exactly. You know, with birdhouses and stuff like that, you know, that's something we could have did without, but that's part of the grant. We received the money. We have to follow the guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, like I said, with grants, and you can apply for other grants and try to get other things done in the future. So
exactly. I mean, I think that we just said at the last council meeting that I think it was either August or September we had to put in for another grant. It would not be a total free grant. I think this time it was going to be like a 90-10.
Yeah,
is what they
like
said. Mm-hmm. But, I'd like to apply for that again and just keep improving. One thing, I don't think we use the lake enough. To me, the lake is a good asset. We have a wonderful turnout for the Summerfest, but then it just sets their people camp. You know, we are having boat races coming up, which is something we're going to try again. You know, who knows in the future, 1 month, we may have a carnival out there or something. But
and talk about the boat races a little bit. That's going to be the week after Labor Day, so kind of extend everything a little bit and get those boat races. I know they tried it once before, but I think they got a better plan this time.
Yeah, we're still working on getting everything, the itinerary all hashed out. But I believe it's going to be the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. 4th is going to be practice. 5th, 6th, 7th racing. The times, I believe, we got it scheduled now from 10 to 5. So if you're camping out there, you're going to have the best view because they're going to pit at the beach. So the beach will be closed down that day. They're going to pit at the beach and take off out of there and more or less race from the corner of the beach down toward the marina, turn around and come back. So everybody, it'll be a good view for everybody.
You know, I wanted to mention something else, too. I know as a lake manager, you've overseen a lot of stuff like this, but you've been talking to the council about, you know, work on the dam and things like that. I mean, you've been pretty involved in a little bit of everything out there.
Yeah, it's just when I took over the lake manager, it's not just the campgrounds. I mean, you got to oversee the north side, the yearly lease lots. You still got to check things out on the housing, the dam, fields around there, you know, checking runoff, siltage. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's got to be a labor of love a little bit for you.
Exactly. You don't do it for the money, Todd.
Very good. Well, anything else you want to add?
One thing I can say, if you've not seen the lake, come out and give it a chance. It's not like it used to be, but I just welcome everybody to come out and take a look at it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast talking about Vandalia. It's brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. You can listen to all of our podcasts. Just go to VandaliaRadio.com and go under the podcast tab.